欢迎收听可可英语独家声浪节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号安夏说英语可以找到我。 We are talking about What can we do when the news misses you sad? 当消息让我们悲伤的时候，我们该做什么呢？ It's normal to feel upset. 沮丧常在，不足为奇。 It's important to remember that being sad, worry, or angry about. It's important to remember that being sad, worried, or angry about awful things that happen in the world around you. It's okay and perfectly normal. You won't be the only one who feels that way. 要知道对这个世界上发生的事情感到悲伤或者气愤的人远远不止你一个。这是非常普遍正常的事情。Adults get sad and confused too. So there is nothing wrong with feeling like this.
成年人也会感到悲伤困惑，所以呢，有同样感觉的你是很正常的。
Do things that make you happy.
以乐趣哀。
Doing things that make you happy can help you to feel better. Watch your favorite film. Take your dog for a walk. Play football with your friends. Or read some of your favorite books.
做点快乐的事情使你心情舒畅一点，比如说看一部你爱看的电影。遛一下狗，跟朋友踢足球，或者看一本心仪的书。
Try to balance the news you read. If you read a sad story, then try and read a happy one before you go to bed.
学会中和坏消息，你读到了一个悲伤的故事，那么睡前就读一个欢乐一点的故事。
If being worried is making it more difficult to sleep, or if you are havingNightmares. It's really important to speak to an adult about this too.
如果悲伤让你无法入睡或者做噩梦的话，这时候呢，跟大人交谈就显得尤为重要。
Okay, that's what we talk about today.
以上就是下聊这个小话题。当我们听到一些消息而感到悲伤的时候，应该怎么做呢？首先，你得意识到沮丧常在，不足为奇，然后呢，以乐趣哀。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。如果想要在课后跟我一起来学习英语，可以添加我的个人微信，安夏的拼音加上数字1102。